this idiot Gretchen just got angry as hell and said I was political with Romney, and because I repeated it. As a matter of fact, I had one of the greatest lawyers in this town, one of your best friends, dictate my statement the other night. The reason it's dictated that way, if you'll take it and read it, is to make it legal to be sure that we're on solid ground for a federal force to ever enter a state. It's a very dangerous thing that nobody wants to do unless it's the last act, and we told Romney that, and he has to certify that he is no longer capable of dealing with the situation. Romney did not want to do that. He wanted to say that he was in reasonable doubt whether he could do it, so we had to stretch. We didn't want to argue with him, so we had to stretch ourselves a little by saying that he had applied and said that he had to have the guard, had to have the troops. Now I will ask the Attorney General to look at the statute and get in touch with you and all get right. in touch with whoever out there is concerned. We had an FBI report. Now, the FBI, is, incidentally, President Eisenhower said today that we need the law for them to look into these things.
It was New York Times calling about that. Said we had a lot of conversation. And I was thinking of that ride we had out in Cicero. There was no interstate factory involved at all. I said, but where interstate commerce is involved, I have no doubt, without running the statute, that they do have
it. He's got authority, and it's between me and you, I don't want it out. He's in every city now. Up to his ears. I told him to spend all the money he needed, take all the time he needed, get anybody he wanted. I had him over here to lunch again today. I had him here 5 hours the night before last. I was with him all day yesterday. But he is doing that. Now, he got from some of his sources, some of his intercepts, he got that Chicago was supposed to, he had asked him to immediately call Daley, or see that his man Chicago told Daley that, so he could get prepared. So I will have the Attorney General call you and tell you the difficulties. This act has been used a very few times. The last time we used it was in 1943 in Detroit, in a similar situation. But then the governor declared martial law. And the insurrection taking place, and Roosevelt then sent him in. Romney would not declare martial law. He hasn't declared martial law yet. But I don't think big men ought to be arguing in times like this about who did what, because I never thought, I don't blame anybody for anything. I just want to do everything I can to save it. So with that background, I'll have the Attorney General call you, tell you what his view is about what I have to do. As a matter of fact, I had one of the justices, I had to talk to him before I'd even act the other night.
Well, I wanted you to know this. There are 1,100 Marine Reserves at Great Lakes. They are in the state.
All right, I'll do that. I don't know whether they'd want to use them. I don't know if they have special ones they want to use. That's why we had to go to the 101 Airborne. If you'll notice, they're not messing with our men much. The firing's on the other group. I think, too, well, I'll have Ramsey call you back.
I won't call a commandant.
No.
I don't do that.
No, what you have to do, the president has to issue a proclamation, and then the president has to draft an executive order. And I think that you ought to know all the facts on these things, though, because we instructed the lieutenant general that was sent there before they went in for him to determine when they ought to go in. Where they ought to go in, what side they ought to take up, who they ought to relieve, policemen or National Guard, who, and to execute his plans and to inform us. And when he did, he would get a go-ahead in 10 minutes. So we drafted all the stuff here that morning and had it on my desk. Then we waited for him. And he went out and he found out Romney didn't have 1,000 of his guard or 10,000 even in. So he insisted they go on in to see what they could do, whether they could take care of it or not.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
Then he made them all get in. When he got them in, he decided we ought to go in. When he did, I gave him the word in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I didn't make a decision at all. In this instance, I'll have the Attorney General call you, and if need be, well, we'll have an observer there and see what the picture is.
I hope you don't eventuate, but they're pretty confident from the underground information they have that this is target night.
Yeah. Okay. Any other news?
That's it for the moment.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.